Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Ramesses.
That's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Damn.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God,
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask them in.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin.
I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn.
I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan.
So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain.
Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain.
Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man.
When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man.
And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us, cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms.
Money,
military, college.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Monday, August the 7th of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very, very powerful topic for you today. I want to talk about this word. I was talking to my daughter earlier this morning, doing my family 101, if you want to call it that, with my daughter. You know, she's doing very good, very successful business up in Dallas. And I'm very, very proud of my daughter because she's the first, I guess, graduate of my first testimony, of my first success story, if you want to talk about clarinomics and understanding what I call the household management of the soul or life optimization. Today, I want to talk to you about a word that's called grit, but also a word that I've coined or using, came up with an acronym for. For me, as you guys know, this is the new era, if you want to use that term. I've been talking about this for the last 6 months. I've been saying it without saying it, And today represents an entire new, I can't even put it in words. You're going to see a different person. You've already seen, but now it's another level. Each level is a reflective of the levels that I'm teaching. So I started off, I did the series, the 7-hour, 10-hour series talking about blood. We did the blood God series, and I talked about how your blood type is your God type. We went through that series, and I revealed, explained, illuminated, and simplified to you how your blood establishes a particular disposition that you are on. Then I talked about carbon and melanin, and I talked about how you are a water or you are a dirt being, and I talked about how that establishes a certain disposition or level that you are on. Now we're talking about fire. And tonight we'll continue with the Fire God series as we're on part 4 of that series. And that's a different level, a different dimension. Now, it's interesting because each one of these levels or these definitions, dispositions is like getting out of one box and stepping into another box. And we all go from box to box to box, or what the Bible calls from glory to glory to glory. Now, your job is to understand whose you are and who you are. That just simply means to be authentic. So I have not been living a truly authentic life because there's different levels of being authentic. So I have to live by example. And God takes me through the experience of something before he allows me to share the meat or the doctrine or the definition of something. So today, brothers and sisters, we're talking about a word that's called grit. I watched the TED Talk, and that's the first time I heard that word. I mean, not the first time, but the first time I understood the magnitude of the word. So it was a TED Talk that was done, and I would encourage everybody to Google it or go to YouTube and type in Dr. Angela Duckworth. It's only about 10 or 15 minutes. It's real short. She's a psychologist that left a big corporate job to go teach elementary school, to teach math to seventh graders in a New York public school. The reason that she left her high-paying job was because she wanted to find the definition of success. So according to Dr. Angela Duckworth and the TED Talk, when she left her big corporate America job to go teach in the hood seventh grade math, she wanted to find out what is the definition, what is the one reason that makes one person successful and another person not successful. And when I watched this TED Talk, I thought about my own life. I thought about where I'm at right now. I thought about my understanding, the people that I admire, the people that I look up to, the people that I call my gurus and my heroes and my life coaches, and the people that have been inspirational in my life and inspirational, they all had this. I thought about my daughter, and I was talking with her this morning, and my daughter, she used the same word. I don't think she had seen the TED Talk, but she said something, and she said the same word, and that's when I got the confirmation that, yeah, that's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk to you today about a topic that separates the men from the boys, the difference between failure and success, the difference between people who got balls and people who don't. Now, as you guys know, if you've been listening to my last 6 months, really the last 3 months, you know that something has changed. You know that my voice is different. You know that my demeanor is different. You know that I'm you know, my language, especially my curse words, are different. You know that my voice is louder. You know that I have more dunamis power. There's something that's a transformation that has taken place as I go through these different levels. So there are a total of 7 different layers that we're going through. We are on the 3rd one. So by the time we get to the 7th heaven, the 7th disposition, I'm no longer going to be the guy that I am today. Now, I need you to understand, because I'm going to lose a lot of you. And I'm going to tell you this up front, because I'm dropping off. I'm cutting off the fat. I'm cutting off the dead weight. I'm cutting off the people who don't understand or understand. They don't have grit. See, a lot of people don't have grit. Now, grit to me is God's reality internalized totally. Now, let me make sure that you break down, that I break down this word. But I would like for you, I would encourage you to first go to YouTube or Google and type in TED Talk Grit. Just type in those three words on Google. That's how I found the video. So I would like for you to get the psychological definition of grit first, because you guys know when I worked in the prison system, I saw the inmates that was getting released and the recidivism rate, they was all coming back. They all had the psychological tools that they needed, but they didn't have grit. They didn't have the spiritual tools. And so what I did is I combined psychology and spirit, or I combined, again, science and religion, because everybody told me that you cannot combine spirituality and you cannot combine science. So I set out to do something that everybody said can be done. And my daughter is living proof that what I've done and what I do is successful, because I'm successful, she's successful, and the people that I know that are doing the same thing, they all got grit. Now, the basic definition from a psychological perspective of the word grit is perseverance. Now, in the face of severe adversity, what do you do? Now, let me make sure, because, see, that's just a layman term, but what Dr. Angela Duckworth on TED Talk talks about, she wanted to break down the understanding of the transforming roles that allow someone who comes from nothing to become something. I'm not talking about just through hard work, she's like me, understands neuroscience. And I have a lot of stuff, and I've done a lot of studying in neurotheology, a lot of books on that. So her BA, like mine, is in neurobiology. Now, I've got buku classes in psychology, primarily in deviant behavior. I wanted to know what makes the brain tick, but I wanted to know what makes it tick on a neurological level. So like Dr. Duckworth, again, who is the assistant professor at the University of Pennsylvania, there's an IQ test that you can take online. I just took it. It takes about two minutes. And mine came out, I have the what is called grittiness. So when you take it, just again, all you got to do is just Google TED Talk and the word grit, G-R-I-T. Now, again, the psychology. It's important to understand three. You not only do you need the psychology, you also need the biology. Lastly, you need the spirituality. If you have that, because the Bible says a three-stranded cord is not easily broken. So with everything that I do, I try to have the psychology, I try to have the biology, and I also have the Bible or the spirituality. So I don't teach anything unless I have those three things. And this is what allows me to talk to atheists. So when I talk into somebody from the LGBT movement and they expect me to come with a scripture that says it is, you know, God said it is homosexuality is an abomination, I never say that. And see, they studied and they prepared, and they are waiting for me to come at it from a religious perspective. And when I talk to somebody from the lesbian or the gay community, I never use scripture. Never, ever, ever. I talk to them about a video called Broke Ass. And I tell them to go to YouTube and I tell them to look up this video. And it talks about, again, the biological aspects of what happened to the rectum over a repeated penetration over time, where the rectum uses this ability to open and close. And I give them the biology that the rectum is an exit area. It is not an entry point. I don't use no damn scriptures, because you don't need no scriptures. It's a biological fact, because you can't project and you cannot promote the species through that act. So I don't need no. So when somebody come to me with this spiritual and religious bullshit, that don't work, man. You can't talk to me. You can't talk to nobody who got a spiritual disposition. They have a ruling disposition. It is a demon. They got demonic control. So you can't come to a demon with a demon. I can't use my disposition to attack another disposition. I got to get a higher ranking disposition. See, the demonic world only recognizes a higher ranking disposition. It's called reason and logic. So when you take your heart, you better make sure you bring your brain with you. And if you come with your brain, you better make sure you bring your heart with you. And then the last thing you need, if you got your brain and your heart, damn sure you bring your gut. Because your gut is your first brain. That's why all of the ancient texts talks about the intestines as the first brain. Yahushua said when he cast out demons, he cleansed, he did a colonic cleanse. He did a detox. So people ask me all the time, Doc, why are you always eating watermelons, homie? Why you always do watermelon diet? Because the devil hides in your gut. The snake in the garden is a parasite in your belly. So if your stomach is whack, your brain is whack, and your heart is whack. Because according to all of the ancient texts, the devil hides in your gut, your solar plexus, because that's your first sun. Solar. That's why it's called a solar plexus. It represents the sun. And so if you don't understand this, you ain't going to have no grit. So from a psychological perspective, now you need the psychology. Psychology is good. I like psychology. But unfortunately, if you go out and you go up against these ruling dispositions with just psychology, you're going to get your ass whooped. Because you need more than psychology. You can't talk to somebody from the LGBT movement with no psychological mumbo jumbo. They're going to eat you alive. You see, my brothers and sisters, when you look at grit from a psychological perspective, what Dr. Angela Duckworth is talking about is profound. Because what she's determined, now remember what she did. She went in and she went to Harvard. And then she went to the military academy. She went to Harvard Kennedy School and she did a case study there. And then she went to West Point and she did a case study. They found out all of the candidates that was coming in, they went through the test, and they tried to predict which candidate in West Point would be successful primarily based upon IQ and money. And they thought that the people with the highest IQ and the best family background or family income would be the most successful. And that was not true. What they found out, and again, I don't want to spoil it for you, but what you will see is it doesn't necessarily mean because you got a high IQ and you got a lot of money that you're going to be successful. You know what makes you successful? It's what I've been saying for 25 years. I have it inside of my book, The Ultimate Secret to Being Rich. It's the word diligent. Now, according to the Bible, the definition of the word diligent, which I have a book that I copyrighted so I can prove it to you. Before Angela Duckworth came out with this study, God already showed me this. Because this is exactly what I did. This is what got my ass out of Richmond. This was when my mama died when I was a little kid. This would allow me to continue. This is what got me through the military boot camp. This is what has allowed me to get to this point in my life. This is what allows me to go from glory to glory to glory. Grit. And without grit, the spiritual version. Now, you can get the psychological version of grit. What's the psychological version of grit, brother? The psychological version of grit is what Dr. Duckworth talks about. That is to look at it from a psychological and a reasoning logic and says, I must persist. Now, how do you persist? They don't tell you. They just tell you that it's good to be persistent. Now, people told me that too. And guess what happened? I kept failing, but I never quit. But I needed to know why I never quit. So then I went to the spiritual aspect of it. And I went to the biblical. And I looked at the definition of the word diligent. Because the Bible says that the hand of the diligent makes one rich. The Bible says that ruthless men retain wealth. And so I had to look it up. Because I thought ruthless was a bad thing. Until I realized that ruthless is the ability to make a concrete decision. Diligent is the ability to make a concrete decision and stick with it in spite of what happens. So when the bottom drops out, do you quit? Do you run? See, I'm a runner, but I'm a retired runner. See, I'm not running no more. I drew the line in the sand, and I'm looking the devil in the eye, and I'm declaring that I am going to maintain God's reality internalized totally. Now, I need you to understand what that means because, see, I had my reality. Then I had the world's reality. Then I had, you know, my ex-wife's reality. And then I had the Reverend Dr. Bishop's reality. Then I had, again, my culture. As a black man, I had my culture's reality. So I've had a lot of different realities. but I never had God's reality internalized totally. Because without that perspective, if you don't see yourself the way God does, you're not going to have the self-worth. You're not going to see the value in yourself, and you're going to believe somebody else's opinion of you instead of God's definition of you. And once you do that, brother, you toast. Because I can speak from experience of being toasted time after time after time after time. And I'm tired of being toasted. I'm tired of losing. I'm tired of coming up on the short end of the stick. I'm tired of making excuses. I'm tired of not being able to take my children out to eat or go on a family vacation. I'm tired of not being in a position where I can do better. I'm tired. So I don't care about what other people think about me no more. See, I used to care. Now I don't give up no more about your opinion of me, man. However great it is, it's not God's. Because, see, you didn't make me, and nobody made you. You are the creator's offspring. You're made in his image and his likeness. So if you want to know the purpose of a thing, you don't ask another thing. If you want to know the purpose of a thing, you ask the creator of the thing. That's grit. See, grit, my brothers and sisters, is something that I'm learning is like the most important, as this psychologist has broken down very, 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 very succinctly. I couldn't have done a better job of it myself. That's why I want you to watch that TED Talk, because what she says about grit is profound. Because it's the same thing that I have inside of my book. So even though I wrote this book 20 years ago, I didn't even read it. Or better yet, I did not internalize it. And I did not apply it, because in the book, just like what Dr. Duckworth has determined, grit is the thing that makes you successful. If you don't have grit, you're going to quit. Whether if you don't have grit in your life, brothers and sisters, you will quit. I guarantee you, because life is going to beat you down. It's going to beat you down. And it's going to beat you down. And if you don't have, again, the Bible says that the race is not won by the swift, but it is won by he that endureth to the end. Man, I've seen people come and go. I just found out, you know, like some, this is really important, brothers and sisters. Now, I just did the show Friday. Was it Friday or Thursday? Yeah, it was Friday. Well, I was on there crying like a baby, like a newborn baby. Crying, just crying. And people, you know, don't understand. So it's important that I explain it so that way you do understand. Everything that I do, again, was done from a position of caring. Please hear me, God. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people that they may hear what thus says the Rhema word of God. Everything I've done in my entire life, I cared for other people, and I did it for them. Now, everybody told me that was great, brother. That's a good attribute to have. God, even the Bible says, do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. But the Bible also says, love your neighbor as yourself. See, people tell you to love your neighbor, but they leave out the part as yourself. So, see, I was one of these fools that walked around that thought it was my job to give you my shirt off my back. It is my job, again, if I'm barely afloat, we got one life preserver, so I'm going to give you that life preserver. My black ass going to drown, but, you know, you're going to live on to tell the story of what a great sacrifice Brother Will made, because he gave you his last life preserver. That was me. See, I was a doormat. See, I was trained. I thought, you know, doormatism, you know, that was good, because I had, you know, I watched my mom. She was a doormat. So I figured that, you know, and she died at 40, left us all. Now, let me make sure you understand. That was my only caregiver. And when she died, my life sucked. Now, looking back, my mom could have made some choices that could ensure that she was around to raise her children instead of us being scattered to the wind. Now, I can't speak for my mother, but I can speak for myself. Right now, I can make some choices to ensure that I do a better job of raising my children instead of allowing them to be scattered to the wind. And I made that choice. See, now a lot of people are not going to agree with the choice that I made. But you know what? I don't care no more because I used to care. And I used to, now remember, to do whatever you care about is what you bring about. See, I didn't know that up until last week. I didn't know that not only what I cared about, but how I care. See, when I see people, I see their pain. So since I see pain, I get pain. All my life, I can look at somebody. I got discernment, and I can see you, and I can see that you're struggling, and you're going through something. So I go over there, and I want to help you. So because I can see you, whatever you see is what you be. Since I see poverty, I am poverty. So all my life, I've been struggling. Why? Because God say, Negro, that's all you see, so that's all you can be. If I look at a homeless man and I see that homeless man the way God sees him, I don't feel sorry for that homeless man, so I don't get sorry. See, all my life I had a flaw, and it is my prayer that you are not making the same mistake. It's going to cost you. I've destroyed lives, brother. This is not a game. There is nobody that needs your help. Help your damn self. You can't help nobody. You're not God. Brother Will. So all my life, I'm reaching out. I'm taking money out of my pocket that I should be taking care of my damn self. Can't even pay my own car now, but I'm paying somebody else's. What the hell is wrong with me? See, I was raised in a culture and an environment. I saw this. I saw this selfless act. And everybody like, oh, that's a selfless person. And the people you helping, they like you because they step on your back on their way to success. See, you think you're doing a good deed. I know, trust me. I know, I've been where you at, brother. I've been there. So you out helping everybody. You know, you saving the whales. You hugging trees. You know what? You on your job. You know, everybody loves you on your job. You get there early. No, you're doing all the great stuff. But the reason that you're doing it, let me say that again. The reason. See, look at your life. Everything that's happening to you right now is because of you. Not the white man. It's not the black man. So everything that is happening in your life, positive or negative, is because of you and your lack of grit or your ability to understand grit. So let me make sure you understand how the universe works because, see, I've been teaching this for a long time. And one thing I pray and I ask God for is that I don't never stop learning. See, everybody else stops. They get to a certain point, and they get comfortable, and they say, okay, God, I'm done. I don't want to be that dude. I don't want to be that dude yet. I want to go all the way back until I return back to source. Now, the Bible says that we are all one, but where are we all one? Can somebody please explain that to me? I'm going to pause for a moment. There's a scripture that says that we are all one in. There's a scripture that says we are all one in the spirit. There's another scripture that says walk in the spirit, and you cannot and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. But see, we are all one. Hold up. Time out. So if we are all one, we're not one when I'm in my flesh. We are only one when I'm in my spirit. Now, a spirit is a ruling disposition. A spirit is a group of related thoughts. So if you got one thought of pornography, that doesn't give you a spirit of lust. But if you think about porn in the morning, then you think about porn around lunchtime, and you think about porn at night. And then you do this for 10, 15, 20 days. Now, let's say it takes 21 days to create a habit. Another 21 days to create a lifestyle, and the third 21 days seals the destiny. So if you do that porn morning, noon, and night for those 21 days, I just rounded up to 90 days, it's a wrap, brother. You have what is called a ruling disposition. The Bible calls it a demon. A demon is really a diamond. It's daimion. That's why diamonds are a girl's best friend. Demons are a girl's best friend. Because a diamond is what? Compressed coal or carbon over time. What are you made up of, brothers? What are you made up of, sisters? Especially if you are an African American. carbon. Now, I've done the series already, so you guys already know. Now, my melanated brothers and sisters, my white folks, y'all are made from water. You're made from you're made from melanocytes or melanin. Why isn't melanin on the periodic table if it's a chemical? That's what they tell you. Can somebody go to the periodic table and find melanin? I got 10 grand if you can find it. I'll give you $10,000 if you can find melanin on the periodic table. I already checked. It ain't there because it's not a freaking chemical. Melanin is a process by which carbon is introduced. So my Caucasian brothers and sisters are just watered down carbon. When you add water to carbon, you get melanin. Now, brother, what are you saying, brother? I need you to make sure you break this down for me, so I don't want to leave with no half truth. That's why white people can't go in the sun, because they don't have as much carbon as black people. Carbon makes you a fit extension for this dimension. Now, my black people, they hear my studies, and that's what me and my good brother, Dr. Delbert Blair, I tell you guys, research Delbert Blair. Pull up his name. Again, metaphysician like myself, 33 like myself. Me and him bumped heads on his deathbed. Remember, he ain't had no kids. He said, man, I need somebody to take over my work. I tell you guys a story. This is a true story. The dude called me penniless in a hotel room. He died broke. Why? He stopped studying. Now, a lot of people tell me, now again, this is what I'm talking about with tradition. Tradition will get your ass killed. Now, I need to make sure that you understand what I'm saying, because I got a little righteous indignation, and people perceive that as anger. Because righteous indignation and anger are brothers. But grit is what you need. Grit separates you, because grit is God's perspective downloaded into your skull. See, right now, I used to have the Reverend Dr. Bishop's perspective. Then I had the black man's perspective. Then I had, a Marine Corps perspective. Then I went into law enforcement. I took on their perspective. And then I went through 40 plus 50, damn near 60 different perspectives. Or, again, you ever notice when you go and you want to invest your money, they give you a perspective. That's the overview of how well your investment is going to do. You get a financial perspective. It's your viewpoint. So my viewpoint, my consciousness was whack. So since I have a whack perspective, it's like if I give you blue shades, everything you look at is going to be blue. But is it blue really? No, it's your perspective. So if I give you some amber shades right now, and you put them on, everything's going to look yellow, amber. What if I give you some green shades, and you put them on, everything that you see is going to be green? But is it green? No. Your perspective is your reality. Grit is not your reality. Grit is God's. But again, get the psychological understanding first by watching the TED Talk. Just go to TED Talk Grit. Man, I love that TED Talk. I was talking with Sade. I was talking with my daughter this morning. And it is crazy that she was on the same page. She hadn't even seen the TED Talk yet. I was telling my daughter, Sade, you gotta go see it. Now, oh, man, this is tough. Brothers and sisters, so the key to success, you got a view. God has a view for you. It's called your diakonia, which is what I do for a living. The enemy's job is to make sure that you get unequally yoked. That's his only job in life, is that you never know who you are. He's damn good at his job. He is damn good. Now, again, if he can get me, I do this all day, every day. I was out in bumbuck Egypt for the last 8 years. I've been lost. Because remember the show that I did on Friday when I was crying like a little baby? I was crying on the show like a little bitch. Why? Because I was blind. I couldn't see. So I sacrificed my family. I divorced my first wife, left my first wife. Do you understand that? I turned my back on my children. This is not no freaking game. This will destroy your life and your family's lives. Chasing a pipe dream. That's why I got righteous indignation. Well, Brother Will, why? Because I couldn't see. The Bible says that the blind can't lead the freaking blind. So I left my wife and my kids for another wife and kids. What? Hold up. Let me get this right, Brother Will. Now, you're a master teacher. I'm a master idiot. The way that I become a master teacher is because I made 100 times more mistakes than you freaking even thought about. You know, when I was 10 years old, I lived my life more than most people that was in their 20s. And people used to always tell me, my grandma used to tell me, boy, slow your ass down. You live your life and fast forward. So I feel like right now that I've lived at least 5 or 6 lifetimes. I can remember back when I was in the Marine Corps, that's another life. It's like what I did in the Marine Corps, in 10 years, I crammed in 100 years worth of living. 10 years. So if I got in the Marines, I was done. That was 100 years. But I was only in for 10. Let me make sure you understand this is what I did. Father, touch the minds of your people. Give them grit. Give them your reality. Internalized. Totally. Downloaded into their spirit. So to change their reticular activating system. I did the show on Friday. I told you that nothing goes into your brain. You cannot see it with your optics. Your optical nerve is tied into your RAS biologically. So your brain will not allow your eyes to see anything that is not already in your RAS. This is biological, scientifically proven. That's why I get biology. That's why I get bibliography. And that's why I get me a little, again, psychology. Because why? You need all three. One standing alone is easily defeated. Two standing back to back can conquer. But three, a three-stranded cord is not easily broken. Biblical. So I said, Father, something's wrong with me because I know I got a good heart, Father. Because, see, I worked in the Supermax prison and I was around killers. And I know I don't think like them. I know, but I'm a good man, but I'm doing bad things. Why? Because I could not see. I ain't had no grit. So I had to change. But what do I change? I had to see. See, I was looking at life from my perspective. I had to look at life from God's perspective. Because, see, it is God's reality. G, God. R, reality. I, internalized. T, totally. That's grit. Because I listened to, Dr. Duckworth's thing, and she was, grit is perseverance. This is why I like psychology. See, I like psychology because psychology, they tell you what's wrong with you. Oh, yeah, go to a therapist, lay on somebody's sofa. They will tell you. They told me, dude, you got bipolar. Your ass is crazy as all get up. Okay, what do I do? Well, we don't know. We just know we can tell you you're crazy. We don't know what to do. We don't know what to do about your crazy. That's why I like psychology. Psychology can tell you what's wrong with you. This is why I like biology and spirituality. Because once you get your psychology, go and listen to the TED Talk. And she's going to tell you, you need perseverance. But she never tells you. She even says in the TED Talk, when they ask her, she said, people ask me, okay, how do I get grit? You know what she said? We don't know yet. We're still studying. Well, you need grit? I know how to get it. Let me tell you how to get grit. This is how you get grit. You get grit when you find your Dear Kinnear. That's why I do Dear Kinnear reports. Now, you ain't got to pay me $300 for mine. You can get on your knees. And you can tell, Father, show me my purpose. You designed me. You show me. You know what he's going to do? He'll show it to you. He'll tell you. Now, you're not going to believe it, just like me. He's going to show you your purpose. And you remember, your dream shows up. You're going to do like I did. You're going to run. Everybody does it. The children of Egypt, guess what they did? They left Egypt. Now, Egypt represents bondage. They went to the promised land. That represents prosperity. But when they left Egypt on the way to the promised land, what did they do? Moses, could you send us back to Pharaoh? You left us out here to the desert to die? We want to go back to Egypt. Everybody do. Because you have to persevere through the desert before you get to the promised land. So you left Egypt, brother. Great. Give yourself a round of applause. Everybody take a bow, round of applause. Everybody left Egypt. Praise God. We all out of Egypt. Now we're in the desert. And now you're in the desert. You're in that transition period from where you were until you get to greatness. But during that transition period, guess what? Lucifer, y'all call him the devil. His name is Shackless. His real name is Shackless. Samael, the blind God. See, the real problem is you're blind. Now, let me tell you what I did. I can't tell you what other people did. I can tell you what I did. So I left my first wife and I, you know, divorced her, turned my back on my kids, go out there, follow my dream. I meet another beautiful young lady and decide that, you know what, hey, let's make this happen. But as soon as I meet her, I, you know, start to notice some things. But even though I saw two infants, I didn't see them. So this is what I did. I remember sitting down, and I'm going to say, okay, hey, I've already raised five children. So I'm not going to be a father. I don't want to be a father no more. I said those words. Starting a new marriage, a new relationship, I don't want to be a father. And unfortunately, she agreed to it. Kiss of death. Relationship over before it even started. Why? I couldn't see. I saw the kids, but I didn't see them. Why? Lust of the flesh, pride of life, cares of this world. I was blind. See, what you see is what you be. So from now on, never, ever look at another man or another woman and see their need, see their pain, only see their gain. Never, ever, ever in life look at another situation and see adversity. Only see prosperity. Be a firefighter. When everybody else is running from the fire, you grab your hose, put on your jacket, and you run to the fire. See, I was in insurance. When I worked in the insurance, when the rain and the tornado came, the insurance company, we went to adversity while everybody else runs from adversity. You need to be an insurance agent. You need to be a firefighter. You need to be the policeman. Why? Those occupations are problem-solving occupations. So never, ever, ever see a problem, because problems are opportunities in disguise. Every time the stock market, my millionaire buddy, he loves when the stock market crashes. Because why? Money, money, money. Everybody else is losing money. He makes money. What? Can you see the silver lining in the gray cloud? If not, what you see is what you be. All my life, I've been for the underdog. All my life, I've been an underdog. What you see is what you be. Stop seeing the world as whack. I got a son. I love my son. He's my oldest son. My son hates the damn system. He said, Dad, I don't like this. Son, I don't like it either. But guess what? I'm going to find the good in it. I'm going to monetize. What I ain't going to do is that buck the system. So all his life, my son BJ been bucking the system. Life sucks. His life sucks. I feel sorry for him. Why? He just like his daddy. Because guess what? All my life, that's all I saw. So I passed my demons down to my son. Thankfully, my daughters, they don't got as much of an issue. They're working through it. I got two beautiful daughters right now that are grinding because they got grit, because they didn't make the same damn mistakes that I made. And I got mad respect for my daughters, all my children, because they saw me and they said, well, Dad did the best that he could with what he had. They see past my flaws, and they see my calls. And I told my daughter this morning, Sade, I love you. I love you because despite my flaws, you still respect me as a father. My son, he's the only one of my children that curses and disrespects me. That's why we don't have a relationship. If he was here, I would tell him the same damn thing. I don't hang out with my son because I will remove his heart out of his chest because I will not be disrespected. For his life, I don't hang out with my son. It's for his life because I will take it because I will not be disrespected. Why? Because I've been disrespecting myself. And I've been letting other people disrespect me. So I refuse to be disrespected. So the anger that you feel in my voice right now, the righteous indignation that you sense in my heart, because I was an idiot and I let myself be disrespected. I'm not being disrespected no more. So I will be divorcing my wife. I'm letting you guys know, public, I'm divorcing my wife probably tomorrow, today. I've already left. Most of the clients, most of the people that are close to me, they already know. I'm putting this out there in public. Well, why, Brother Will? Well, I want you to know why, because you need to do the same thing. Some of you. What do we need to do? What do we need to do, Brother Will? You need to see. Open up your damn eyes and look, because you're walking around blind. The blind can't lead the blind. When I met that girl, she was half my age. I saw it, but I didn't see. Her father, her whole family got together. My family got together. They all told me what they could see. My daughters told me them. My oldest daughter told me, Dad, that girl is damn near my age. What are you doing, Dad? I can see, but I couldn't see. Why couldn't I see, brother? I was blinded by the lust of the flesh. I was blinded by the pride of life, and I was blinded by the cares of this world. I couldn't see. So for all of you people who don't understand what's going on, if you don't know, that's why I'm telling y'all up front. So the shit you see on Facebook and what's going on, don't comment on stuff that you don't know about. Me and that girl's father are the same age. There's no way in hell I should have married her. But I couldn't see. So I continued to stop seeing. I could continue to walk around. I walked through that house, as I told you guys on Friday. The thing that made my decision solid was something that one of my clients, Dr. Spann, told me that her husband does. That I don't do. And that is not right. So I can continue to lie and be fake and be phony, or I could be a real-ass man and own up to my respect, my mistakes, go and apologize to her and her family and apologize to my family and own my dirt. Or I can continue to be fake and phony and come over and blow wolf tickets in front of your face and then never, because y'all don't know. See, I can be a Facebook hero and a real-life zero. You can be anything on Facebook, but bring my children on here. They'll tell you. Bring my daughters on it. Bring my first wife on it. She'll tell you the truth. So I'm not living fake no more. I made a decision to freaking put some grit in my life. And the people that don't got grit, they ain't going to like the fact that I have decided to put grit in my life. So when you go talk to the people who don't got grit, they're going to talk about me. But the people who got grit, they're going to recognize me. Because the same resolve I got now, they've already had all their life. What is that resolve? Honesty. Integrity. Transparency. Singleness of mind. The willingness. Didn't say you got to do nothing. You just got to be willing. What do I got to be willing to do? I got to be willing to tell the truth. What is the truth? The truth is, as much as I love D as a person, we have nothing in common. Everything that I teach, they're against. We've always known it. We just agreed to disagree. The way they were, my daughter came and lived, my daughter, my baby daughter, came and lived with me over the summer. And my daughter told me, Daddy, I don't even freaking recognize you. You are not my father. Because my father would not live like this. A freaking kid, a child told me I was fake and my marriage was a fraud. So if a 16-year-old kid can see it and I can't, something is wrong with me. So you may not understand why I'm getting a divorce. When I told my wife I was getting a divorce, she told me, thank you. I already got somebody else. Last time I left on a Friday. The new dude moved in on a Monday. They were just waiting on me to see. But they was happy to take my money until I could. Everything that you are running from is in your damn head. And the only way that you can see it is to get some grit. God's perspective in your life. As long as you are looking at life from your level, you'll never be able to see it. The best analogy I can have is if I ask a turtle for the turtle's perspective, and then I ask an ostrich for the ostrich perspective, and then I ask a giraffe for the giraffe perspective, then I ask an eagle for the eagle's perspective, what do you think I'm going to get? If I ask a turtle, what do you see? The turtle going to tell me, I see dirt. Because the turtle can't look up. The turtle's inside of a shell. His neck will not allow him to see the stars. The turtle don't even know the stars exist. From a turtle's viewpoint, brothers, from a turtle's perspective, what does the turtle see? If I ask an ostrich, now an ostrich is a little taller, a lot taller than a turtle. And I ask the ostrich, what do you see? The ostrich will tell me, I see a plane. I see grass, fields, just running around. I see a great big world out there. But then I ask the giraffe, because the giraffe is way taller than an ostrich. And I ask the giraffe, what do you see? You know, the giraffe is going to tell me, the giraffe is going to explain to me rivers, lakes, streams, clouds, the sky. The giraffe's perspective is totally different from the turtle and the ostrich perspective, and they all looking at the same thing. But the eagle, see, an eagle doesn't fly through the storm. The eagle flies above the storm. That's why I have the Eagles Club, eagerly advancing godly living in economics, scripturally, and scientifically. I started that 25 years ago. An eagle. That's my perspective now. The eagle can see the same thing that the giraffe can see. The eagle can see the same thing that the ostrich can see. The eagle can see the same thing that the turtle can see, but the turtle can't see the eagle. The ostrich can't see the eagle. The giraffe can't see the eagle because the eagle is above the clouds. He's above the storm. But the eagle can see them, but they can't see. So if you're a turtle, it's okay. Be a turtle. But don't speak on an eagle's perspective because you ain't on that level. If you're an ostrich, that's okay. Don't get me wrong. Now, again, all of these levels is inside of the seven teachings that I'm doing at the end. Remember, I've already done the Blood God series. Based on your blood type determines your perspective type. Remember, I'm A positive, so what is that? I got Adam Hughes blood. But if you O positive, if you got O blood, what is that? That's the Omega blood. Remember, Aleph, Omega, the Alpha and the Omega, the Omega blood. The O is celestial. The A is terrestrial. So I can't speak on it. The old, remember in the movie Witch Hunter, when old boy, he gave the dude that was helping the witch hunter, he goes to the witch and he said, here, I turn over the witch hunter to you. What did the witch tell him? What did the witch tell him? Before she killed him, what did the witch tell him? Remember the movie Witch Hunter? She told him, you don't got no magic. He ain't got no magic. His blood ain't got no magic. It ain't got no crystals in it. That's why I do these series. That's why this stuff is so important. If you don't know this, you go up against somebody that got O blood and you got A blood, you're going to get your ass whooped. Because O blood is psychic. Old people, thankfully, old people, every woman that I've dated has been O blood. Except for one. They knew. My wife had a dream that everything that happened today was going to happen. She already knew, but she didn't accept it, didn't believe it. Why? She's in tradition. Her tradition says that everything I teach is flawed, but yet everything I teach works. Tradition doesn't allow you to see because you stop learning. You stop growing. The Bible says go from glory to glory to glory to glory. Now, we did the Blood God series. We did the carbon series. So you're walking around, and if you're a white person and you don't know that you got melanocytes in your blood, you don't know your own biology. And if you're a black person who walk around talking about that you're melanin, every black person I know that walk around talking about they got melanin. Negro, melanin is a freaking process. You got carbon. And there's three different types. You got carbon 7, you got carbon 12, you got carbon 21. Which one you got? Well, your genes are being changed by neutrinos that's been released by the sun. I've done the series on neutrinos. And so now you're going from being a 666 being to a 616. That's why you feel different. That's why I feel different. Because I'm a black man whose genes has been regenerated. You think the Father's going to leave it up to you to get saved? He knows you blind. So he's like, Jesus is the firstborn of many brethren. Who are the other brethren? Jesus is the first after the line of Melchizedek. So I wrote a book explaining this 15 years before it came out. Now everybody's on board with it because the word Melchizedek is code. Melchizedek. Melanated. Chi, again, means prana. It means pneuma. It means ruah. It means spirit. It's your ruling disposition. Z is code for ohms. It's an electrical term. Go talk to any electrician. They'll tell you what Z is. I asked my son. He told me. He didn't even know what I was talking about. I said, Ken, what is an ohm? Yeah, well, as an electrical school, they call it a Z. And then what's a DEK? D-E-K. That's short for doctrine. So turn it around because English is a backwards language. There's a doctrine that activates your electricity, that powers your breath, your chi or your prana, that activates your melanin or your body. So the name Jesus, that's why he said, touch me not, because I have not ascended to my Father. I got a new body. I'm a glorified being. So you are going to get a glorified body at the last sound, at the last trump. That's why Donald Trump is president. I did the show 5 years before he became president. It's on Blog Talk. You can listen to the show. I told y'all 5 years ago that Donald Trump would be president. I told you about a CBS miniseries called Threshold that I triple dare you to watch it. You can go to Netflix and you can go to the name. It's a CBS miniseries called Threshold. A CBS miniseries that is based off of a dude that I didn't personally know. We did a couple of stories shows before they killed him. Again, William Bill Cooper. He wrote a book called Pale Horse. He's dead. They shot him in front of his wife and kids on his front yard in the freaking Arizona in the back. Because William Bill Cooper said something that I've been saying for 25 years. CMEs. This electrical, this global warming stuff? Nah. That's not what's going on. What's going on is your genes are being regenerated. I got a book called The Triune Hex. How your DNA has been changed to a triple strand DNA from a double strand DNA. Right now. It's not going on next week. Right now. That's why things are happening in your life that you don't even know. You feel different. You could be, and I remember I told you guys that sinuses, I never had sinuses. All of a sudden I had all these sinuses. What did I do? Remember I told y'all I did urine therapy. I drunk urine through my nose, cleared it up in one day. One day. I haven't had sinuses since. Now everybody would say, yeah, yeah, but I was born at night, but I wasn't born last night. See, I evolve. I take what works. I'm not caught up in tradition. I'm not caught up in no legalism. I'm not caught up in the Baptist. I'm not caught up in no Jehovah's Witness. I'm not caught up in the freaking Mormonism. I'm not caught up in man-made religion. I'm interested in one thing and one thing only. I'm a truthologist. I will die today for truth instead of live tomorrow in a lie. So my marriage was a lie. So I had to dissolve it. And it wasn't a lie because somebody told a lie. It was a lie because I could not see. We both chose not to look at what was obvious. And right now, you may be choosing by choice. There's something staring you in the face. You see it, but you are turning your back on it. You know this does not work, but you choose not to see it. Now, that is okay. But remember, you got to continue that. So if you know something bothering you, when I met my wife, her father set me down, told me, boy, this girl is never leaving Jesus. What he was telling me, she's never leaving this church. And what she told me, I'm never leaving this church. Now, I knew that, but I chose not to see. So whatever you choose not to see, because somebody tell you, because remember, what people tell you, listen, because people will tell you the truth. All I'm simply saying is this. The key to your success is found in four words. Grit. Please go to Google, type in TED Talk Grit, watch the video. Then, when you are ready to go to the next level, email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. The email address is masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Now, I only work with a small group of people. The cost of the program, you guys already know, that's part of the program, $5,000. $5,000. I do take payment plans. Why? Because I'm teaching you. I told God, as you guys know, I prayed that I die. I prayed for death or destiny. Now, I don't recommend you do that. I don't recommend it. This is me. This is what I did. I got it on my board. Death or destiny. Now, my group knows. If I don't wake up tomorrow, it's because I turn my back on my destiny. But see, the universe only responds to a made-up mind. Now, I don't recommend you do this. I'm just telling you how the universe is. The universe doesn't respond, brother. The universe doesn't respond. God only recognizes God. God only responds to people that can see him. And the only way that you can see God is to be God. Now, I know that's contrary to your theology, I understand. Stay in your religion. But one day, maybe not today, but one day you're going to wake up. You're going to start to get you some freaking grit. And then you're going to say, I want to see what God sees. Because you're going to read Philippians 2:5, and it says this. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. And I say, God, you said that I could boldly come to your throne. You said that you wished to do exceedingly abundantly above anything that I can ask and think. You said if you've been evil, know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more does your heavenly Father want to give good gifts to his children? You said that I'm your offspring. You said that you justified me. You sanctified me. You glorified me. You've done all of these great things. How come I can't see? My father told me, you can't see because you choose not to see. So I asked the father to remove the scales from my eyes, and he did. And on Friday, I cried like a baby because while the show, y'all, if y'all didn't listen to the show, go back and listen to the show I did on Friday. I couldn't even talk, man. Before the show, during the show, and after the show, I cried. I cried. Cried. I went home. I packed up my shit and I cried. I got in my car and I left everything that I knew for the last 8 years and I cried. I cried. I woke up this morning in a strange city, in a strange place, and I cried. Because I got new eyes. I can see. I can see. For the first time in a long time, I can see. Because now I got God's reality internalized totally. That's grit. Grit to me. Perseverance is great. It's a great attribute. Don't get me wrong. That's why I want you to watch the TED Talk. That's the way you start at. Start in psychology. They're going to tell you what's wrong with you. Once you find out what's wrong with you, which if you've been following me, you already know what's wrong with you. What's wrong with you is what I've been telling you. You got a negative habit pattern. It's a loop based upon your reticular activating system. I've biologically proven to you why you cannot and you will not be successful because you cannot override your biological. It's called, remember, I did the series, the cherubim is short and code word for cerebellum. He has a flaming sword. And we broke down those two words again. It basically means magic based upon math, music, and language, based upon words. Flaming word, sword, magic. And so as I speak, I keep your cerebellum, your brain, caught up in my magic. Therefore, you can't be successful. It's a controlled loop based upon biology. No religion. Biologically, I can prove to you that you biologically cannot be successful. You biologically cannot optimize your life until you remove the cherubim. Because remember, the cherubim is standing at the Garden of Eden. That represents garden means den. Eden means enclosure. Brain. And you got the, unless you have the mark of Cain. And we broke that down, which is what? The all-seeing eye. The mark of Cain ain't got nothing to do with no damn mark on your hand or your forehead. It has to do with the activation of the pineal gland that releases colostrum through the brain. So that way you get christened, what they call saved. It's a biological process. And I've proven it inside a 400-page book that I wrote 5 years ago called Christened. And if you don't have that book, you need to get it yesterday. So I prayed for death or truth. Then God said, boy, we're not ready for you to come home yet, so let me give you some truth. So I can biologically, I can scientifically, and I can biblically or spiritually prove to you everything that I teach. As I've said, I got $10,000 on the line for anybody that can prove me wrong. $10,000 to anybody that can prove me wrong with any of the things that I teach. I ain't had no comers yet. Why? Because you cannot debate biology. A Hugh man or a Hugh woman, I'm going to ask you a question as I close. Is there anybody that's listening to the sound of my voice that don't have a heart in your chest? Whether it's mechanical, whether it's deformed, but do you got a heart? Is there anybody listening to me, anybody that don't got lungs? So if you white and you want to talk about race, you know, I'm going to kill whitey, kill blackie, yeah. What color is the white man's lungs? Take out the white man's lung, take out the black man's lung. Which one's different? Yeah, both of them suckers are the same. So when it comes to biology, guess what? Everybody's the same. Now, there's some slight variations in blood types and this, that, and the other, but from a biological perspective, it levels the playing field. So I don't do religion. I want to talk biology. So I can show you the laminin molecule, and I can show you gluons. Now, the laminin is inside of a white man. Laminin is inside of a black man. Laminin is inside of Native Americans. Laminin is inside of Chinese. Laminin is inside of everybody's body. It is the glue that holds you to body, based upon Colossians, which says there's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ is the fullness of the Godhead. And I can break down inside of everybody. Everybody, when you activate the pineal gland and the pituitary gland, it produces a milky honey substance that flows through the land. So based on biology, I can prove I don't need no Bible. Even though the Bible is the body, and the body is the Bible, as I have inside of a 600-page book called The Biology of the Temple, which I know you've read because you're a learned individual. So I asked God for truth, and he gave me biology. He said, don't teach Bible, teach biology. People can't debate that. So you want to come to me and say that you ain't got no kidneys? Yeah, I haven't heard that yet. I have no man or woman come to me and say they was born with no kidneys. And that's normal. There is the next show, one of the shows I'm going to talk about the nymph notes and the distillation process. So I can prove to you inside of your kidneys, there is something called a nephron. It's spelled N-E-P-H-R-O-N. It's a distillation process. So people ask me, well, Doc, why do you drink distilled water? Because God put a distilled water process in my body. And the same way it rains, the rain hits the ground, it puddles in the lake, the sun hits the lake, it evaporates the water from the lake, then it goes back into the clouds, then it falls back on the ground. It goes through this process. That is the exact same process that a distillation process works. I drink distilled water because it's God's water. What water you drink? Can you explain to me why you drink? If you can't explain to me why you drink, eat, squat, and do what you do, if it's not biblical, if you ain't got God's reality internalized totally, you ain't got grit. Grit is God's way of, it's the universe. You have to have universal spiritual law downloaded into your body, and you have to live your life based upon not man's reality, the universe. People call it God. I don't like the term. But hey, that's the best one we got. The universe's reality internalized, that should make up your body. And if it doesn't, you don't have grit. You will not be able to persevere because the universe solves all problems. You're going to roll up against a problem you can't solve unless you have a universal perspective, unless you have an ego's perspective, unless you rise up above the storm, you can't see through the storm. Brothers and sisters, this is my prayer. I'm not trying to offend nobody. I don't apologize anymore because now I understand my worth and my value. I know who I am. I don't apologize or make excuses for who I am. I've been called and anointed for such a time as this. So I walk through the valley of shadow and death. I fear no evil. Because why? Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. That's called dunamis power. When you get that, you got grit. God's reality internalized totally. Don't forget to watch the TED Talk. Again, it's a great talk by Dr. Angela Duckworth. Just type TED Talk grit. Brothers and sisters, again, please join me for my life optimization course. Monthly payments, I know $5,000 is a lot of money. But trust me, what you will learn is worth way more than $5,000. I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, 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 ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in the plenty. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.